Coast Guard is most visible when it's rescuing some poor guy whose sailboat capsized. But less seen is the work it does to stop cocaine and other illegal drugs from coming into the United States. That's the mission of the Joint Interagency Task Force South. And sequestration could be harming it. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Charles Michel is the director of the Joint Interagency Task Force. He estimates that sequestration cuts are letting 38 more metric tons of cocaine into the United States. We asked him how that's happening.
That's our projected estimate if we don't get the reestablishment of surface vessels from the Navy and the Coast Guard. Is our estimate will be another 38 metric tons of cocaine will make its way into Central America, Mexico, and into the United States. Just to put that in perspective, that's over $1 billion wholesale in trafficker profits that will go to them, in addition to the amount of cocaine, which I can tell you is more than all the cocaine that was seized last year within the borders of the United States by all the law enforcement agencies, federal, state, local, and tribal. Just that increment, 38 metric tons from sequestration cuts.
So what are the cuts affecting? There's fewer ships that are available for deployment. They're spending time in dry dock. What's going on?
Correct. It has to do with the operating costs for ships from the Navy and the Coast Guard. Each ship that is assigned to me from the Navy or the Coast Guard for a year averages about 20 metric tons of cocaine. So with the reduction of ships provided to me from the Navy and the Coast Guard, even if I know the drug shipments are moving out there and even if they're multi-ton in nature, there's nothing I can do about it if I'm not able to get a boarding officer over onto those vessels.
So anecdotally, have you heard of your officers there seeing and knowing that there is this illegal drug shipment happening and they want to stop it but they just can't get out there?
It happens on nearly a daily basis because I do not have enough ships in order to do this mission. It breaks my heart to watch these multi-metric ton loads of cocaine go by, but if I don't have a ship out there, I can't get it. And the heartbreaking part is once those vessels land on land, typically in Central America, the cocaine is broken down into very small packages and becomes almost impossible to police up. So our one best shot at getting these is to get them while they're out on the water. And to do that, we have to have ships.
We're speaking with Rear Admiral Charles Michel of the Coast Guard. And so just out of a program detail here, is the bulk of the sequestration money coming from the Coast Guard or the Navy here?
Well, it comes from sequestration hits us from a whole bunch of different angles. It is hitting the Coast Guard on ships and aircraft, hitting the Navy on ships and aircraft. It's hitting our law enforcement partners who work here at the task force, FBI, DEA, Homeland Security Investigations, ICE, all the law enforcement partners are also being hit, which deals with our intelligence capabilities and the way that we're able to actually find these vessels at sea. So it's across the board for us. The most devastating part of it, however, is on the ship side of the house, and that impacts primarily from the Navy and the Coast Guard.
And can you tell us a little bit more about how you operate under normal situations? Is it a relatively big operation? And what other countries are you working with on this?
Sure. We work with almost every country throughout the hemisphere. I actually have 14 countries represented here at JADF South with members from their military and law enforcement. But we work with virtually every country in the Western Hemisphere, including ones where we have some pretty difficult political situations. But as far as counter-drug work, we actually all pitch in together. Our signature operation right now is called Operation Martillo, and it is the first whole-of-region, all-domain, air, land, maritime, and cyber exercise that we run on a persistent basis down here. And the international cooperation has never been better than we've had down here. But our adversary on the other side has never been better. They actually have the ability now to operate diesel-electric submarines that can go from Ecuador to Los Angeles unrefueled, carrying 7 to 10 metric tons of anything that you want. So while we get better, our adversary gets better as well.
So these shipments of multi-ton cocaine go from South America to the United States before they're broken up, or where does the breakup take place? I guess why I'm asking is there some way that you can signal ahead to people at the landing port and say, hey, this is on the way, we couldn't stop it, but here it comes?
Yeah, I mean, this is very interesting, and much of your listenership may actually not know that cocaine is only grown on three planets on the face of the Earth, Colombia, Peru, and Bolivia. Unlike other drugs, that's the only place that it comes from. So what ends up happening is they have to ship it by maritime or air means at some point during its journey because of the geography of getting things from South America up to its number one market, which is the United States. And once those vessels and aircraft take to the skies or on the water, they expose themselves to our sensors so that we can actually track those things. But unfortunately, if you don't have ships to be able to board the vessels out there, they go right on by. And it'd be nice to say that we could meet the guys on the other end, but lots of times they come in at night. They come into mangrove areas where it's very difficult to police them up. And then those multi-metric ton loads are broken down. They're put into gas tanks of cars or into trucks. They get on the highway system, and it becomes almost impossible to police up. So the best opportunity to get these guys is when they're at sea, where they're out there, they're tactically naked, and we can take these guys down, arrest the individuals, and seize the cocaine as well as the conveyances.
So is anyone asking the two major services' respective top people, say Ray Mabus and Janet Napolitano, or maybe your Commandant Papp, to ask for reprogramming of money so that you get back to this task force and away from maybe some ashore activities that could wait?
Sure. I mean, all those leaders you mentioned, I know, are aware of this problem, but our nation gets pulled in so many different directions. I have to be able to compete for those surface vessels with other priorities. And as you know, the Navy, for example, has huge responsibilities in North Korea, in Iran, in the Persian Gulf, and other areas, and I have to be able to compete for those vessels. So it's not a question of neglect. It's a question of resources that are necessary to do these problem set. And sequestration does not help by eliminating the operating resources for vessels that might otherwise be available for use down here.
That's Coast Guard Rear Admiral Charles Michel.